I don't know about you, but I feel like I can run on to see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah. What a powerful time in the Lord on today. Just a few announcements before we leave on today. Don't forget to join us for Bible study on tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Facebook Live. We had some technical difficulties last Monday, but we will be back in the book of Leviticus, the 27th chapter. Praise God. We'll be closing out the book of Leviticus on tomorrow evening. If you can't join us on tomorrow, then join us via conference call on Wednesday at 12 noon. You should see the number there on the screen. I left the, could you get me that box over there on the table, Dr. Butler? Amen. Pastor said had one of them young men bring it over there. Our bonus grandson, brother, Deshaun is going to bring it. Thank you. That's our bonus grandson right there. Amen. Amen. For several years, ATOP has raised money for the American Cancer Society through our luminary walks. As a result, the American Cancer Society has presented ATOP with this beautiful, is it a plaque or award? But this is beautiful. Amen. And so it says, it's presented to Anointed Temple of Praise with much appreciation and gratitude for your support in the fight against cancer. So we just thank God for them showing their appreciation to us for our support each year. We would also like to congratulate Dr. Murray. Amen. As he is being presented with the visible... oh my goodness. Yes, the visible portrait of light. Amen. And I had some notes here, but I can't seem to find them. Well,
that's going to happen next year.
It's going to happen next year, so you'll have time to celebrate with Dr. Murray on next year, as he will be celebrated with the visible portraits of light, a portrait, an oil painting, and there's going to be a banquet and some other things. So we just thank God. Amen. That Dr. Murray was one of the ones that will be celebrated. Amen. Again, Dr. Murray did talk about the women's ministry and the intercessory prayer ministry sponsoring a prayer breakfast on Saturday, July 27th at 9 o'clock a.m. Please go and get your tickets. Tickets are only $15 each. They will be, we will have tickets available for the next 3 Sundays. So get your tickets on today. We're asking the women's ministry to at least sell 5 tickets each for the breakfast. Again, it's $15 per ticket. Ladies, if you plan on attending the women's retreat in October, the first payment is coming up on the 21st of July, but they will be accepting your payment on today. If you have your payment today, we have 5 more seats left on the bus. 5 seats left on the bus. So if you're interested in going, you can get your deposit ready, and you can see, Sister Carolyn Holmes, good to see you today. Amen. She's been out sick. Amen. So we're glad to see you. Last but not least, please lift up in your prayer Sister Vendora Mills and the loss of her niece. That funeral was held on yesterday. Brother George Shoulders in the loss of his brother. That funeral was also on yesterday. And we want to add Sister Evelyn Oliver and Brother Ellis Oliver in the loss of Sister Evelyn's sister. Those arrangements are pending at this time. Dr. Deborah Reed is going to come and give you a little bit more information on our assembly that's going to happen
in October. Good morning. Regional Assembly, Disciples of Christ, the Christian Church, that's who we are. And we are hosting it. Go ahead and clap. Mark on your calendars October 11th through the 12th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Looking forward to all of you coming out to support. This is something that we are hosting for the Tennessee region. Registration fee is $50. I'm a little slow because my life got tripped up here with a job. But the registration is coming. And the registration packet is coming, but it is $50 registration fee. We've got all kinds of workshops for you, and I have agreed and met with the board for the Tennessee Disciple Women's Ministry fall retreat to happen at the same time here at the church. So, Disciple Women, y'all got something to do. Okay, you got places to be and people to see, okay? We need you. We need the church to help us just carry out. Regional Assembly, and I will say this real quickly. Regional Assembly is where we, the church, come together to handle our business. We come together to worship together and to fellowship together and to learn, to study, to have some spiritual development while we are together. That is what we do at Regional Assembly, but we come to handle business. That is most important, and it's God's business on how we're going to carry out ourselves. And so, October 11th and 12th, I need you here to be a support and a participant in what happens in the Tennessee region, if that makes sense. I'm thankful for a pastor and a pastor who would allow me to speak, and I'm never here, but I'm glad to be here when I am here. And today was mighty good, and I'm glad. I won't be here for the next two Sundays, but I believe they'll be with me, right? Okay. And so God bless you. He didn't tell me to say all of that. Thank you.
We have a lot going on, and we talk about the regional assembly, and then you talk about the spiritual journey. And then also next year in 2025, we are also on the planning team for the General Assembly, and that's for the whole church throughout the United States and Canada. So we have a lot going on. It's going to be here in Memphis, and so we got a lot going on, and we need your help. Amen? Amen.
All right. Well, let's stand to our feet as we prepare to leave this place. And we're so grateful for each of you, and thank God for our special guests today, viewing online as well as in person. And we thank God for his presence. Somebody say amen. God, we're extremely grateful for what we have witnessed in this place. We pray now that even as we leave this place, that you will never, ever leave us. Keep us, God, rooted and grounded in the power principles of prayer. And keep us connected, knowing that you are our prayer source, you are our source, and that everything that we expect to accomplish can come from you through the power of prayer. So we give you praise, and we thank you for what you've done. Now, God, send us forth from this place in power to do your will, and we give you praise in advance for that. In Jesus' name we pray, and those who love God said, amen. Come on, give God another thunderous round of applause. Find somebody, give them a warm embrace. Don't forget to get your tickets for the prayer breakfast today and also all of the sign-ups that's necessary.
All right. We serve an excellent God who is worthy of excellent praise. We've come today to show our love to him. Lift your voice and sing. that grace.